James Calnon served as a councillor for the city of Plattsburgh before being elected mayor in November 2013. The independent mayor of Plattsburgh announced on Monday that he will seek a second term. Calnon says he thought about it for a while and felt there is unfinished business he wants to complete.
We started, I think, a lot of things in the last 2.25 years. You know, we reinstated the community development office, started events and promotions. We developed the marina. There's some expansion that needs to go on there. We're facing some major decisions over the next year or two regarding what we're going to do with the rest of the waterfront down on Dock Street and, you know, major changes perhaps at the City Beach and the Crate Center. All very big projects that have very lasting value. So I think, you know, if you start something, you really like to finish it. And maybe one of the other things is, of course, the governor's downtown revitalization initiative could put a lot of money into downtown, and I've made no secret over the last several years that I want to continue the vision for Durkee Street that was started a couple of decades ago, really, looking at using that property more efficiently and really maybe creating a real actual city center down there, give a little bit different flavor, as well as develop some more retail space for downtown. So those are some of the big projects that I think are important, and I've had a great working relationship with my departments and all the city employees, and I just want to continue that effort for another 4 years. I'll tell you, one of the things that gave me pause was, of course, changing the term from 3 years to 4 years. It's a slightly different level of commitment. So I thought about that for a while.
Many of the things that you just mentioned have been of concern or possible projects for years. You even mentioned one that's been, you know, thought of for decades. Why do you think that they're kind of reaching a point where they might come to fruition now under your guidance?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. It is a better economic time. I'm hoping that the economic development news continues to be great. And then I think the other big piece of this is, and one of the things that I'm really most proud of, is we have really developed a great working relationship with the town of Plattsburgh, where we're actually talking about things that benefit the region, and we kind of treat it, you know, as one Plattsburgh, two governments. And we really want to see where that's going to take us. That could bear lots of fruit for the entire region. So there's enough undone stuff that I've decided I want to try again.
When you first became mayor, you had to deal with a city council that, for the most part, was totally new to governing. And I want to say that you almost had to babysit them. And you ran into some problems with the council. There were a few rocky times. That has settled down, it seems. Was that a factor as you decided to run for re-election, the fact that the city council has now settled in and they seem to have found their way?
You capture the problem very well. When you have people who are not familiar with their job, although, you know, they came in with a great deal of energy and a great deal of intent, If you're not familiar with the job, then everything's a big deal. And you don't have time for everything to be a big deal. There are certain routine pieces of government that require council's authority. But in the beginning, people were really obsessing on every detail because you don't want to make a mistake. I get it. I did exactly the same thing. Only I came in midstream. I was appointed basically the 1st of April in 2007. I didn't even know how the meetings went. It slows things down. There was not a great deal of trust built up. We've reached that. So it slowed advancement of the agenda that I really came into office with. I have no idea how many of the councillors are planning on running again. I suspect most, if not all. There's a very good chance that they could all be returned, or, you know, maybe a majority of them. And we'll have a good working relationship going forward.
When you first ran, you were saying the city had to get its fiscal feet under it before you could really put a vision together. Do you think that we've got our feet under, or do we still have a long way to go?
I think we have a short way to go. I think that's really what's happened. We thought 2016 was going to be our toughest year. The budget was very tough this year. 17 has got some promise, but I'm hoping that we've bottomed out at this point and that we'll see good things going forward. We're certainly spending a lot of time and effort trying to find some ways to ensure that happens. Economic development would make a huge difference to us.
What is your long-term, quote-unquote, vision for the city?
Well, I think that we've made some great strides towards being the kind of city where people want to live and want to work and want to visit. It relates to events, for example, that we have. We have always had some signature events in the summertime. We want to see those continue. We want to add many more. We want to look at the walkability, the bikeability, the public transportation. We want better use of our lake for our residents as well as for visitors. It's about making Plattsburgh the place to be. Now, from a business standpoint, you know, we've got all kinds of accolades that's true. I think that's great. The rest of the story is we want to be the community that people want to be in, too.
You're going to run as an independent again and seek the Republican endorsement?
I'm going to run as an independent, and you know, I'd be happy to accept any and all endorsements. One of the reasons that I am an independent is I have friends and philosophical alignments with Republicans and Democrats, and I like being in a seat where I not owe my full allegiance to anybody, but I'm hoping to get some endorsements, and we'll see what happens.
The mayor's term has been 3 years, but under charter changes approved last November, it changes to 4 years. No one else has yet announced an interest in running for mayor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.